Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. Here on County Building and Bad Acts. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are to receive a presentation from Samantha, who is the Huron County and Sanilac County Economic Development Director. Equalization Director Jason Daniels will present the apportionment report and to open bids for snow removal services. During the meeting, commissioners are also expected to make appointments to the Mental Health Services Board and to the Planning Commission Board and to make several budget adjustments. Hemlock School Public School District and the Lockwood STEM Center have teamed up with Saginaw Valley State University to expand STEM education, robotics, and college pathways for students across the Great Lakes Bay region. The five-year partnership introduces new opportunities for students to earn college credit, explore STEM careers, and participate in hands-on learning linked to local industry. As part of the agreement, SVSU will offer a renewable $3,000 annual scholarship to graduates of the Lockwood STEM Robotics Program who enroll as full-time undergraduates at the university. The Lockwood STEM Center serves as a regional hub for innovation and experimental learning, connecting multiple districts with real-world STEM opportunities. And Tuscola County Center's Marketing and Business Management students operate a business. They run the Cleaver Corner Store, which is a one-stop shop for snacks and spirit apparel. It is operated just like any real-world store, so this year the district will be naming and recognizing a store employee of the month. This month's employee that is being honored is Joey Bean from the Cass City School District. And for our national news, U.S. Customs agents seized a suspected drug smuggling vessel in the Pacific Ocean this week. Officials say the operations is part of the ongoing war against transnational cartels. President Trump has labeled drug cartels ISIS of the Western Hemisphere and demanded tougher measures. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth vowed increased military action in the region. Colombian leaders strongly criticized their airstrikes. The confrontation may affect U.S.-Colombian relations going forward. And technology firm Waymo is under investigation after one of its autonomous vehicles reportedly passed a school bus illegally. Regulators are seeking information on company protocols and system safety. Waymo has issued a statement expressing commitment to safety. Results of the investigation are expected later this month. Autonomous vehicle incidents have prompted renewed calls for oversight. The company remains a leader in the self-driving industry. In international news, United Nations officials marked the organization anniversary today, 80 years after its founding. A ceremony is planned at headquarters with global dignitaries in attendance. The UN's role in peacekeeping and development continues to evolve. Critics say international cooperation needs fresh reforms. Supporters highlight progress in humanitarian missions. The anniversary is seen as a moment to reflect on multilateral achievements. And European researchers report a significant decline in childhood food allergies following new guidelines promoting early exposure to potential allergens. Parents are now advised to introduce small portions of allergenic foods like peanuts to infants. The studies caution against offering whole peanuts due to choking concerns. Medical experts hail the new approach as a public health success. The findings may inform future international food policies. Efforts continue to educate families about safe feeding practices. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your weather and obituaries at thumbnet.net. And for this hour, we have no obituaries to report.